So let's begin by making sure that you're sitting comfortably in a position that you think you're able to maintain for a little while. That your back is relatively straight as it can be for you, and upright. And notice the angle of your back and how your head is sitting upon your shoulders, whether your arms and legs and hands, feet are loose and relaxed or perhaps somewhat cramped and tight. And then make any adjustments that give you the feeling that you're more at ease and comfortable, and in fact that all the different parts of your body are as relaxed as they can be at this particular point in time. Now take a couple of deep breaths and notice the spot where you can most completely feel the flow of air entering and exiting the body, where you feel most fully the breath coming in and going out. It can be at the nostrils, maybe at your abdomen, maybe at your chest wall. Just look for a spot where you think you can best rest your attention in order to make contact with the flow of air, really the flow of life that the breath truly constitutes. When you've found a more or less satisfactory spot where you can feel your breathing on best, then stop consciously making your breath any deeper or slower. Stop changing it in any way consciously, and just let the breath take its own natural course. This means we let the breath just do its own thing, as it has been doing for decades before this moment. You may have or may have not have paid much attention to your breath before. In either case, right now, we are intentionally, voluntarily examining the breath as close up as we can possibly get to feeling the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath, as they naturally flow without us trying to in any way improve our breathing, without changing the breathing in a conscious way in any direction by making it slower or more regular or deeper or shallower, just letting it be as it is. So as best you can, now notice the sensations that arise at the spot you have chosen at each moment that the breath changes. Each moment throughout the period of breathing in. Each moment during the transition from in-breath to out-breath. The moment-to-moment flow of the breath during expiration, the out-breath. And once again, the transition from breathing out to breathing in. And just continue this process of noticing from breath to breath how your breathing feels. Are you still with me? Or did your attention already fly away and alight on some other object or of thought or of awareness? It doesn't matter. If this happened and you still want to remain with this little exercise, just make the briefest of mental notes about where you've been, in other words, what just distracted you, and return to the sensations of the breath, the in-breath, the out-breath, and the phases in between. Should you be like almost everyone else, you may have already noticed that your attention quickly shifts and wavers, that it's not very long before you're once again someplace very different from the spot in which you're on most close contact with the vital process of your own breathing. The distractions may happen sometimes in the middle of the very first breath after the instructions, or if you have especially good powers of concentration, it may take 3 or 4 breaths before you find your attention straying somewhere else again. But just continue this exercise for a few more seconds. Now, you may or may not have noticed some frustration coming up as you repeatedly try to redirect your attention back to the breath, only to find the mind wandering once again away before you can maybe even complete the next breath. Maybe the idea arises, I'm lousy at this, or this is really a stupid exercise. What nonsense to watch my breath anyhow. It's done fine without me all these years. Or maybe you find yourself capable of following the physical sensations of the breath rather continuously for a little while, then only to find that the breath is actually quite uncomfortable. Too tight, too short, too irregular, too this or too that. You might even find the urge to change your breathing suddenly in one direction or another. On the other hand, maybe you can follow the breath for a while and then feel a deep sense of relaxation for the moment and the desire to hold on to it because it feels so good. And then maybe, once again, the mind unexpectedly wanders someplace else again, where the positive feeling of relaxation and ease somehow dissolves or transforms into something less comfortable, like a perception of discomfort or tedium or boredom. Now, if you can humor me, the writer, for a few more minutes and continue this exercise as best you can. But this time, allow yourself, also merely as well as you can, to let even any unpleasant distractions or thoughts or feelings just be. Let them just be there. And let them be there as natural states of mind and body that they are, that sometimes arise. They're there anyhow, whether we like them or not, and we're just letting them take their natural course. Whatever is going on in this moment, whether it's positive or negative, comfortable or uncomfortable, just gently retain awareness of each instant of your breathing as best you can, and bring the mind back to the breath each time that you notice it strays. Sometimes it's useful to realize that at this very moment, whatever you're feeling, perceiving, thinking, whatever's going through your head, it's really as good as it gets for the moment. You can't change what's already happened, and that's what you're perceiving. It may be more pleasant this moment than the previous moment, maybe less pleasant, but right now we're just sitting with what is. And we can either investigate it, examine it from all sides. We can try to penetrate as well as we can the inner substance of our breathing experience by being open, patient, and tolerant with it and with whatever arises, and then open, patient, and tolerant to whatever extent is possible for us in this particular moment. Or on the other hand, we can just turn away from the experience, we can try to flee it, we can escape into other perceptions, images, thoughts of the past, present or future, that may serve to obscure or camouflage the immediate experience that we're having of our breathing. So it's a choice we make, and we're attempting to pay attention to the breathing, turn toward it and not turn away from it. And provided you're still willing, maybe you can try for just a little while longer to stay closely in contact with each moment of your breathing by applying whatever amount of patience and kindness and tolerance and generosity that you currently have at your disposal to your object of attention. Aiming your attention at whatever surfaces during the process. Attempting to apply kindness and patience to the wandering mind, tolerance and openness to any discomfort that you might feel, even tolerance and comfort to boredom, or your feeling that this calm feeling that you've been having has been withdrawing. And now notice if the quality of your paying attention to the breath has changed in any way. Even whether for the briefest of moments you may have been able to let go of the impatience and judgment and self-criticism that often arises during this simple mind-body experiment in which we're merely attempting to pay attention to the sensations of the breath. And perhaps you become aware of a few fleeting moments in which your powers of concentration, attention, investigation may have found some sort of harmony with a state of ease and receptiveness. Or maybe you're only aware of an increasingly seething impatience with this little experiment. Whatever. Maybe it's just possible for you to let your discomforts rest for a moment or two, and to kindly and curiously examine how even any discomforts you might have really feel. Oh, discomfort feels like this in my body. Or if you're feeling pleasant sensations just now, pleasant sensations feel like that. So just notice what happens when you pay attention to your breath for a few seconds more in an open, kind, tolerant, and generous way. And whether that has any effect upon the very sensations that arise as you watch the breath. Now, if you've had your eyes closed, maybe you can open them up. And in any case, try to make contact with the space around you. And then gently return to the text of this chapter as your object of attention.